Welcome to Trambles. Well, the levels are pretty high. Let me turn them down a little bit. That's so strange. It's usually not that high. Anyway, hi. I hope everybody had a wonderful 3-day weekend if you did have one and you didn't have to work. It was Memorial Day. And, I had 3 days off. I hope everybody had 3 days off. It's nice to have a long weekend. Those are things that we take for granted. We don't have those very much anymore. We live in weird times, I think. I think we live in weird times because I don't get a lot of 3-day weekends. Of course, I work in radio, so it's a different industry. Most of the holidays, we don't get off. But Memorial Day is one of those. And this year, Memorial Day happened to fall on May 26th, which is my son Gilbert's birthday. He turned 4 years old. This is the fastest 4 years, I think, that I can recall. But I guess once you turn 40, this time just goes. Time just goes. I remember being young, like 10, 11, 12, whatever. And it just felt like it took a long time to get to a certain age. Like you wanted to be 18 and you get to 18. And then you want to be 21 and like, okay, well, now you're 21. And then you're just in your 20s, and then you're 30, and then you're 40, and then you're 50, and, well, I guess it's all downhill from there. Unless you take care of yourself, and I've been doing that for the last couple of months. I've been working out every week with a trainer once a week just to try to rebuild some strength. And I've been walking quite a bit, at least 3 times a week. Well, I've fallen off a little bit. Because the last time I worked out, which would have been a week ago this past Thursday with my trainer, Goran, I did a lot of stuff with my shoulders and arms, weightlifting and stuff like that. And it didn't bother me, but it was the most that I had done. And it didn't bother me. And I continued to do my stuff. And then, you know, a couple days later, I think it might have been a Monday or a Tuesday, I went for a nice long walk, and then I came back to do my push-up routine and my sit-up routine. And I don't think that I did enough pre-workout calisthenics to move my muscles around and bones around. And I tore something or pulled something. It might have been a pectoral or an oblique around my shoulder. And that hurt, and it really hurt for a couple days to where I couldn't even lift my son. Which is defeating the purpose of trying to get strong again so I can do things like that, at least until he's a teenager. I see a lot of self-defense courses in his future, so he can handle bullies. He seems to be a sensitive sort. But his birthday was nice. His mother really went all out, his fourth birthday. You know, it was more of a birthday week. We had the Sunday before his or this past Sunday anyway, so a week ago, a week and a half ago, whatever, we had a party at Peachtree DeKalb Airport, where if you don't know where that is, it's in Doraville, Chamblee area of Georgia, northeast Atlanta metro. A lot of private jets and planes and helicopters and stuff. It's a cool airport. They have a playground there where kids can go play, and it's really cool, and watch planes take off and land. And they have a pavilion that you can reserve, and it's free. So we did that for 2 hours. And my wife got one of her friends who has a hot dog roller. We brought the hot dog roller out. And then we got baked beans and coleslaw from this place in Tucker. I believe it's a chain. And I forget the name of it right now. And that's another thing that happens when you get older. You forget the names of things. Old Hickory House. See, it'll come to you if you wait. Old Hickory House. And their food is really good. They have good breakfasts and good barbecue. But we got a great big thing of that. And chips and water and all that stuff. No soda, just juice. I love that our son, he doesn't really like juice, Gilbert. And he's never, I don't believe, ever tried soda. I put a straw in, and I had a Coke one time, and I said, why don't you try this? And he didn't want to do it. So that's great. Not super big on candy, although he does like lollipops and cupcakes and stuff like that. So airport-themed party. School friends came. Some of Caitlin's friends with kids came, and it was a blast. He had a great time. And then, you know, the whole build up for another week, we had all these gifts out. More gifts. He got tons of stuff. Like, he really likes to play with Play-Doh now. So that's what we did almost all weekend, is we played with Play-Doh. And cars, but mostly Play-Doh. And he got all sorts of magna tiles. Those are fun. You can make things with those. Make big castles, houses, whatever you want with those. And then on Sunday, we went to this place in the Highlands. Inman Park, called Amori Amori. An Italian restaurant with themes, and it's sort of like a circus inside. And somehow she arranged that, Caitlin did. And the food was amazing. The atmosphere was cool. It's just tucked in this little place, but it winds around, and they had a face painter. So he had a good time. And he got his face painted as a cat, so he was Mr. Mistopheles, black and white cat from Cats. T.S. Eliot poems, if you prefer, you don't know the musical. And if you don't know either, then, you know, he got that book, too. There's a bunch of books T.S. Eliot wrote, but he got that one book, Mr. Mistopheles, from my parents. And yesterday, he got to speak to Mimi and Grandpa, and then also my dad's brother, my Uncle Larry, and my Aunt Charlene called just to wish a happy birthday, which was cool. I don't see them anymore. I haven't seen them in a long time, like almost, well over a year. But grew up with them. And so it was a successful birthday week for the young lad, Mr. Gilbert. And next stop, 5. And he's about to be finished with school. And he'll go through to daycare and camp throughout the summer. But in the fall, we're just going to go to school. And cut the daycare out, unless I win the lottery. If I win the lottery, then we can do daycare every day. Otherwise, you know, that's really just, you're paying a certain amount of money to keep a kid for 2 hours, right? Because he'll start school at 7:30 in the fall, which means I got to get up at 6, and he has to get up at shortly thereafter. Ugh. Anyway, you know, I got a lot of time to not worry or think about that. Pivoting back to Trambles this week, I'm going to be interviewing, well, no, just rambling all over the place. Later today, in about an hour and 15 minutes, I'm interviewing Dusty Slay for the third time for the Tim Andrews Popcast, which is my radio show on WSB, and he's coming to town. He's going to be coming to town. He'll be here, the night shift tour is rolling into Atlanta on August 9th, and he'll be at Atlanta Symphony Hall, so that'll be great. We'll talk to him about the land, his different podcasts, using AI to make country songs, and utilizing it as something that is entertaining, more so than, you know, I like using AI, but if you're out here and you're using it to write a term paper, then you're not using it properly. But I'll never know how to play guitar. I'm not going to do my impression for him unless it comes up. I don't know how it would. But it'll just be a conversation, and that'll be available on the radio this coming weekend, and also as a podcast a week from, well, next week, whatever. He talked a lot on his most recent podcast about using ChatGPT and using that Suno app to write country songs. So somehow I gotta find a way to figure that in to the conversation. And I overthink it a little bit too much a lot of times. Speaking of AI, I'm enjoying doing the AI character that I came up with. Her name is Me, with 6 E's, M-E-E-E-E-E-E, the podcaster. And there'll be a little bit of her shortly, but over the weekend and a little bit last week, I've been working on some AI songs. And I have this idea that I wanted to do. It was a very ambitious idea that I'm just not going to have time to get done. So, especially since this is a week where Jared Yamamoto from the Von Hessler Doctrine is on vacation again. So I have to do stuff like, you know, help out and stuff like that. But anyway, let's journey to my fake radio station and see what we can come up with.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt, but I want to let you know that this week's podcast is brought to you by Scraps. What is Scraps? Scraps is the at-home delivery box that you get once a week filled with scraps. It could be pieces of fat, shards of bone, leftovers from cutting lettuce, anything that's left over that a restaurant in your town scrapes off of their preparation table and puts into a bin. That's right, scraps. You can use it for mulch, you can use it for compost, or you can make some sort of mulligan stew out of it. It's really cool. It's very easy. All you have to do is download the Scraps app and sign up, and every single week you'll get a box of scraps. And if you sign up today and use code word ME, that's ME with six E's, you will get free used fryer fat every single month that you can make biodiesel out of if you have the right thing in the back. I don't know how to do that, but it's really cool. That's scraps. Sign up for scraps. Use code name ME, that's M with six E's. Or is it seven? I don't know.
If I could save days in a thermos, the first one I'd save is the time when I pistol whipped my neighbor. Suzanne took her cash and then burned down her house.
.1203, the latest from Tom Crotch and a song called Thermos off of his new album, The Thermos Report. What a great, great little tune. Very emotional, and we all feel bad for his neighbor, Susan. You are with Dell, and that is my name. And, you know, I'm here every single night, and all you gotta do to make a request is to call the request line. You know that number. It's 777-777-7777. So it's all sevens, right? That's 10-7-777-777-7777. So call and talk to your buddy Del Dump. That's right. I know my name is crazy, Del Dump, but you gotta blame my parents, not me. So great, great music coming in all night. We don't just stick to one type of format, by the way. We play all sorts of things. Here's the latest from Dick Shorts. Dick Shorts. A lot of people with very simple names. Dick Shorts. It's a little song I like to call Walmart on Light FM.
Please, Mr. Exit Man, you don't have to check my bag. Just a big waste of your time, not to mention also mine. So let me buy you if you can. Please, Mr. Exit Man.
Oh, wow, that song is a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. Good thing I didn't go to the bathroom. You know, a lot of times on a radio station, especially in the old days when the DJs... Well, it is the old days now, so put yourself in the place. If this is a time when you have to play a record or a compact disc or a cart, there's no computer playing the songs, there's no MP3s yet. And, you know, a lot of those times you would have to go to the bathroom. And you could do lots of things in the bathroom. If you were playing a long song, you could take a short dump, a power dump, if you wanted to. Or you could, you know, play an album side late at night and... if you, you know, hadn't hooked up with a listener in the evening of age, no, come on now, come on, definitely of age, and decade appropriate age, I might add, you could go and, you know, have sex in the bathroom or maybe in the program director's office, or you could even just take care of yourself if you felt the need. Make another pot of coffee, smoke six packs of cigarettes. You know, you're working a 12-hour shift, that's easily. Six packs of cigarettes. By the way, this weekend we're going to be doing Crappy Gold. Crappy Gold is all the great songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that you can hear live Live from Six Flags in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where they do it. That's right. Six Flags at Atlanta, Georgia. Oldies requests all night long. All your favorites. And, you know, we'll pay some schmuck minimum wage to sit here and play commercials throughout that and sit and listen to all the songs that his parents made him listen to when he was a kid. He's going to love it. Or she. You know, we don't know. Definitely I prefer the female interns, the ones that are really hungry to get into the biz. The ones that have the good voice, the good pipes, the ones you can really, you know, coach, mentor, as it were. Let's see. It is 67 degrees, 12:19 in the afternoon. Taking your requests right here, 777-777-7777. This is one from a guy who just calls himself Tim. No last name. Says his name is Tim, and he wants to hear the latest by Mickey Tisch. Mickey Tisch is a country performer. He's crossed over. We play him right here on Like. We play everything. And maybe even later I'll play a little bit of metal for you. But here it is. It's a song called Basement.
Using a stone shovel to scrape up piles of moldy dog shit in the basement. Breathing in that musty mildew air. Living room carpet soaked in dog piss. The stench of cigarettes and fryer grease. Refrigerator filled only with despair. My mom sucked at cleaning and cooking and storing clothes. She bought a waterbed from Rent-A-Center. She was addicted to Demerol. Porno movies left out where I can see them. The pantry basically was a food museum. Ashtrays on every flat surface in the house. Coke bottle filled with pee fermenting in the closet. Baseball cards scattered everywhere and stacks of stolen magazines stuck together under the bed. Burnout vet, boyfriend rolling his own cigarettes. Kicked the dog and bought mom a garbage can for Christmas. Never paid the garbage bill, so we put it in the cellar. Put 10 garbage bags by the curb. My mom sucked at paying bills, but she was good at yelling loud. She dated a married coal truck driver who smelled like beer. And she also bought a TV from Rent-A-Center. She also had her mom. Paying bills, but she was good at yelling loud. She dated a married coal truck driver who smelled like beer. She also bought a TV from Rent-A-Center. But she also had her moments.
Wow, that reminds me a lot of my mom. Selling things and hawking things in order to pay the bills. Not necessarily the garbage bill, but the phone bill, the cable bill, and keeping the lights on so she could run the air conditioner that she kept in her room while the rest of the house was humid and also smelled a lot like dog urine. Dog urine. Can't say that word. I mean, the song can, but I can't say it. That's going to do it for me tonight. Del Dump is going to go home and go to bed after he watches some pornography and drinks a six-pack of beer and maybe smokes a joint. That's my evening because I'm lonely and, like I said, no listener showed up tonight to take care of me or come home and keep me warm, but that's okay. There's always an escort, and I am off this weekend, so I'll be driving along the strip wearing sunglasses so nobody recognizes me. And if they do, I'll just say, no, I'm not that guy from the radio. Why would you even know what the guy from the radio looks like? Because, Well, there's no social media here, right? You're not going to know who I am. I'm just going to roll up on you, pull out 40 bucks, and we'll go behind a building, and it'll take about 30 seconds for it. Maybe if I'm lucky, it'll take about a minute. Is this on the air? God, I got to. Maybe I'll stop by a bar and pick up a floozy. Why not, right? Don't go away. Janet Smith is up next. Janet Smith is one of the top, she is the top overnight female DJ in the city. She was late tonight because, she got arrested for a DUI yesterday, and she got bonded out. So we look forward to talking to her. I won't see her because I'm just going to put on this record and get the fuck out of here. Have a great night. Thanks for listening to Light FM, and enjoy the latest song here. I don't even know who the fuck sings it. I know I'm losing it, but I'm starting to snap because I haven't had a cigarette in 10 seconds. It's been 10 seconds since I've had a cigarette, so goddammit, let's play a fucking song.
Walking down the sidewalk when you feel a little tingle, your bladder's telling you that it's time to make a tinkle. You look around and notice that there's nowhere to go, so you just unzip your Levi's, pull it out and let it flow. Walk our pisses, leave a yellow trail. Walk our pisses, walk our pisses. You can do it anywhere. Walk our pisses, walk our pisses. All you gotta do is dare.
Hey, it's your pal Jim. This week we're going to be talking about one of the Beach Boys. His name is Dennis Wilson, and granted he didn't die in the 60s, he may have died in the 70s, I don't really remember. Maybe he died after I did, and that's why I don't know. We don't have access to Wikipedia where I am. Anyway, Dennis really liked all the young women that were hanging out with a certain person by the name of Charles Manson, so he would go out to the Spawn Ranch and have lots of sex. And then all those girls and Charlie moved into his house in Laurel Canyon, and they wrecked the place. So one day, he just moved out. So we'll talk about all that and how it led to the murders on Cielo Drive. I'll really dive into it. You don't want to miss it. By the way, I met Charles Manson one time. Thought he was a pretty cool guy, although he wasn't that good of a singer. Yeah, man. Check out my 700-episode podcast, Rock Musicians from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and today, who all died of mysterious ways or maybe even normal ways. All right.
Hello, and welcome to America Right Now. Today, I am your host, me. That's me with six E's. And boy, oh boy, did I discover a lot of cool things over the weekend. I started getting really into TikTok. Now, I've been on TikTok before, and I've done the whole thing because I've been on TikTok for a very long time. And you can find me on there if you just go search me with six E's, you know, because that's my name and everything. And not a lot of people are named me. In fact, I think I'm the only one. But I have been following the Diddy trial, like, as much as I'm humanly able to do. There are a lot of places where you can find real information, and then there are places where you can find misinformation. And some of the cool things that are starting to come out now, and I know that I talked about it before I fell asleep on Bernie Sanders' podcast, Feel the Burn, a couple weeks ago. And again, apologies. People are not leaving me alone. Every one of his fans, all of his stans are coming over to my mentions, crawling in there and leaving all sorts of mean things and saying all sorts of terrible things. And it's okay. I get it. Because when you do a podcast and you start getting some traction, there are going to be people who don't like you. And that's okay. Because in high school, I had maybe three or four really good friends. And then the rest of the people, like, I got picked on a lot because I was sort of pear-shaped when I was in junior high school, and I sort of blossomed into what I am now. The ugly duckling syndrome is what they used to call it. And now, of course, everybody is healthy at every size. But even though they have done all these anti-bullying things for a very long time, I still got made fun of for my pear shape. And that is what caused my body dysmorphia and for me to not really have a lot of confidence. But that's okay because I have started to exercise and eat. Actually, I started that a long time ago. And the first time I ever hooked up was with a guy who was in his 40s, and I was almost 19. I was over 18, but almost 19. The guy was in his 40s, and he made me feel really, really, really pretty, and he gave me money and stuff. And that's okay. And he also had kids. and he had a wife and everything. So I knew what the deal was, but I had a little money in my pocket. I was able to buy gas for the car. And of course, it was cool to have somebody thinking that you're attractive. And I liked it. And we're still friends today on Facebook. He's a lot older and we all get older, but he's a lot older now. I'd never do it again, you know, unless the money was right, because everybody has a price. Even me with six E's has a price. So, I mean, but people will come in and they'll start saying horrible things like your show sucks and you're really stupid and you're not attractive and your name is stupid because nobody's name it. You made it up. I did not make my name up. I will show you my birth certificate that my mom and dad named me that because they just wanted to. And they lived on a commune and they were really, really into smoking marijuana and taking ayahuasca and doing DMT and eating mushrooms and taking LSD and sometimes ketamine, even before ketamine was a thing. Because now you can go and have like a clinical treatment, which I'm thinking about doing because my second cousin did it. And he said it really opened his third eye and he was able to do really, really good at selling cars because he works at a car dealership. It's a Nissan dealership, by the way. So if you're looking for a good deal on a Nissan, I can totally hook you up if you live in and around the Cleveland, Ohio area. That's where he lives and that's what he does. But he was telling me about how he wants to go to Peru and do an ayahuasca treatment for a weekend, or Portugal, where you can also go and do it. Or do one of those things in a cabin where you can go. And like I said, it's clinically monitored. So there's a therapist there who can prescribe you and give you the accurate dosage of whichever hallucinogenic drug you would like. And it does help people because it helped him and that my second cousin. And I would like to try it. I'm not really afraid of talking to entities, whether or not they're real or fake. They are there. And that is what it's all about. And they help you feel better and, you know, really expand your mind and not really fall victim to being hooked into responding to people who just want to hate and get a piece of what you have going. So anyway, back to the P. Diddy thing that's going on right now, because what is going on right now is crazy. I haven't seen anything crazy like this in a very long time. So one of the things that's really starting to take place with the Diddy trial is that Steve Harvey has really had his mentions blown up because he's somehow involved. He has been being blackmailed, or he is blackmailing P. Diddy. And my friend Lizzie is the one who got me into all this. And she's going to come on the show. I'm going to talk to her because she knows a lot more about this than I do. Now, Steve Harvey, if you don't know, is an actor and a comedian, and he also hosts a game show. He hosts a Family Feud, which used to be hosted by a comedian named Louis Anderson. And Louis Anderson was the host, and then he died, and then Steve Harvey came along and took over the show. And, you know, I like Steve Harvey. I think he's funny. He gets made fun of a lot, and Kenan Thompson does a really good impression of him on Saturday Night Live. And I do like Family Feud. In fact, you know, there is a game show channel on the broadcast TV that you can watch. It's not the Game Show Network. It's another one. And they show these old episodes of the original Family Feud, which is hosted by this guy who just kissed everybody. And I think his name was, what was his name? Because he's on Arnold Schwarzenegger movie too. What was his name? I don't remember the name, because he wasn't hosting it when I was younger. Because when I was younger, like I said, it was Louis Anderson. What was his name? Oh, Richard something and other, like Dawson or something or other. But anyway, so the rumors that are starting to spiral out of control for Steve Harvey, and he's being mocked all the time. So in 2017, Steve Harvey reportedly tweeted supporting Diddy, saying, "My brother at Diddy is doing a world of good for these kids." I don't know what kids he's talking about, but it's deleted now. It was deleted sometime, after Diddy started facing the legal troubles and the accusations. So then it also referred to Diddy giving $1 million to Howard University and setting up his Sean Combs That's his real name, by the way. Sean Combs, P. Diddy's or Diddy Scholarship Fund. And so Steve Harvey deleted it because he, you know, has to distance himself from that. And so in 2019, also Lori Harvey was rumored to be dating P. Diddy, who was much older than he is. They were out and about in different places, including Italy, where they were joined by Steve and his wife, Marjorie. There are even rumors linking Lori to Diddy's son, Justin Combs, at one point. And Lori said that she never dated Diddy and she never dated his son. Or maybe she did both. And that is crazy. That is crazy. So a lot of people are really, it's just they're saying all sorts of crazy things like Diddy and his son are Eskimo brothers, that they both did Steve Harvey's daughter. And that would be so gross if that really happened. And I wonder, based on everything else, did Diddy sit there and watch? Did he pay somebody to come in and take care of him while he was watching? Because this is so gross. And I think that some things need to happen. Now, the other rumor that we were talking about is that Prince gave testimony from the grave because he recorded something that said he had done all these crazy things that he had noticed when Diddy was doing that. And that, of course, was proved to not be true. But Steve Harvey, getting back to him for a second, also likes baby oil. And he had said baby oil a whole bunch of times. And that's what people are posting on his TikTok and all over the place. So Steve Harvey, who is the game show host, really needs to distance himself or at least come out and make a statement. And that's what I said to my friend Lizzie, that she told me all about this. And I said, well, he needs to put his name out there and say, listen, what you know or you think you know about me and my family and Diddy and Diddy's family, all of that is just rumor and speculation. And if you keep it up, you're going to get sued. Things are really heating up over in Europe, over in Eastern Europe. And that's where the Ukraine is. And they have been at war with the country of Russia since 3 years ago. Can you believe it's been 3 years? Russia, whose president is Vladimir Putin, invaded Ukraine to take over two parts of Ukraine that are in the east, where a lot of Russian people, Russian-speaking people, live. I have been to both countries. When I was in high school, I went to St. Petersburg with my class, and we visited all the castles and all the really cool places, and it was really, really nice. And then a year later, after I graduated, I wanted to go see what Moscow was like, and it was very dirty, and the streets were kind of clogged with people, but all in all, the people were very nice. I didn't bother to learn any Russian, but I did eat at the McDonald's, which is gone now, or is called something else that has the exact same menu as McDonald's, but does not sell McDonald's-related food because every company pulled out after Russia invaded the Ukraine. So a couple of years after I was in Moscow, I decided I wanted to go and see what the Ukraine is like because my great-grandmother is from there, and she left a long, long time ago and moved to Odessa, New York, which is kind of cool because there's an Odessa in Ukraine and there's also one in New York. And that's why she moved there. And they also have a lot of Ukrainian people there. And anyhow, my great-grandmother could speak both Russian and Ukrainian, but I didn't learn any of it because I didn't care and I didn't think it was worthwhile. And I only knew her till I was like 10. And then she passed away. And my grandma, she didn't care and didn't know any of that stuff anyway. In fact, she married a guy from Poland and he wasn't there. But I mean, his parents came from Poland and he was born here. So we're from your Eastern European people. And so I want to visit all the countries that were there. And it's much easier to do now than it was, say, in the 80s or maybe even the early 90s when Russia ran everything and they were called the Soviet Union. So Vladimir Putin is a very bad guy who invaded their Ukraine. And when President Donald Trump took over, he said he would end the war 24 hours after he won the election, then 24 hours after he was inaugurated. And here we are 5 months later, and the war is still raging on. And Donald Trump is sounding like a complete baby, throwing a temper tantrum in the public, by the way, talking about Vladimir Putin. And I think it's funny because nobody can end a war without getting involved in a war. If you look at what happened in the Crimean War, that was Turkey and Russia versus Ukraine, and I think Saudi Arabia and maybe Israel, and Ukraine won. the Crimean War, and Russia had to give them Crimea. And then Russia came along later and took it back when they were the Soviet Union. Because not a lot of people know the history of that area, and I know way too much. Because I have, like I said, family members who are from there, and I really don't care because I live here. I just want to go see it. I want to go see the places where they were, and so I went there, and I loved it a lot. Because they have good food, and the people are really nice. I decided, though, that I wasn't going to support Russia in this because Russia is always the bad guy and they lose a lot of wars. No, not a lot of people know. They won World War II or helped beat back Germany, who invaded them. They helped win that war, but they lose all their other wars. The last war that Russia was really in, they were in war with Afghanistan, who we beat, but they couldn't beat them. And because we beat them, they aren't allowed to go to war with us. And the people that we put in charge in the Afghanistan are still there, even though we were there for 20 years and a lot of people came back with like bad limbs and stuff and a lot of soldiers died, which is terrible. And I hope you remembered to remember them on Memorial Day like I did, because I have a couple of cousins who are in the war. One of them is still alive and the other one is missing a foot. And he didn't get hurt by anybody. He just fell into a ditch and his foot got broken off. And they had to remove it, which got him out of the army, and he never saw combat because he worked in the kitchen anyway. So I digress, but Russia is bad, and they're making fun of Donald Trump, and deservedly so, because he threw a fit, and you should do all this stuff behind the scenes. Nobody should know what's going on, but they should end the war, and that's one way I support Donald Trump in thinking that they should end the war, and also of Zelensky. Obviously is a cokehead. You can tell by looking at him. He is as much of a cokehead as the president of France's wife is really. I'm not going to say it because I'll get in trouble. Okay, that's all the time we have for this week. I have to go. I am going to the doctor because I'm having problems down there. See you later.
I wonder what kind of problems she's having down there. Well, we'll dive into that next week. Thanks to Lizzie from Radio Labyrinth proper, the main show, for suggesting that me with six E's talk about the Diddy trial a little bit, of course, with misinformation for sure. I'll be back next week with another episode. I don't know what I'm going to do. As always, I choose it at last minute and ad-lib most of it, and I hope you enjoy it. Let me know if you do or you don't. Excuse me, I burped. All right, talk to you next week. Make sure that you like and subscribe to the YouTube page for Radio Labyrinth, the regular Radio Labyrinth. Thank you to everybody who's a Patreon member there. You can find out more at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Please support our sponsors, LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia, and, of course, Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza in Euro in beautiful downtown Conyers, Georgia.